郭福林報道會，又去聽埋福音啊！咁啊幾好。不過發現到咧，收到個海報咧，九個啊報道會嘅聚會點咧，其實連續四晚咧就唔係咁多，配正就係連續四晚都播。神召會咧都有星期日晚啊，宣道堂好似都有星期日晚，但係有啲就冇，浸中就冇星期日晚啦，原來係得三晚。咁啊，所以如果我哋係一定要帶啊帶人去到星期日晚嗰場咧，你留意一下個海報啊，個海報係星期幾有，你嘅朋友去星期幾去咧，你就去到邊度有啊？即係我哋唔好話固定咗啊，我去浸中啊，浸中冇就我唔去咯嚇、啊。即係有神召會，有培正中學，有啊宣道堂或者咩？咁我哋如果有第二個地方係嗰晚有你嘅親朋戚友係嗰晚先去得啊，咁你嗰晚帶佢去啊，啱唔啱啊？咁我個目的係要佢聽耶穌嘅道，唔係話啊，因為我哋固定咗去嗰度就嗰度冇就冇都算數咯，係咪啊？啱唔啱啊？咁我求神係祝福同埋帶領。咁我哋如果我哋唔為我哋親朋戚友有祈禱啊，佢唔會去嘅，所以你一定要為佢祈禱，求神感動佢哋嘅心，求神俾佢有呢個嘅興趣嚟參加。Okay, we're talking about the meeting with Franklin Graham and asking everyone to pray for their relatives that they would want to come, and also to pray that your relatives will come to the Thanksgiving service next week. Let's turn in our Bibles to Exodus chapter 17. 我哋睇出埃及記十七章。嗱，呢個星期咧，我比較忙碌啊，因為有兩日係希望之泉有一個特別嘅講座咧，就要翻譯。This week I've been very busy because we had two days I had to translate for a special seminar at the Cradle of Hope. 嗰個講座個名咧叫当爱还不够 ，and the seminar was called "When Love Is Not Enough." 咁啊，呢个我哋教会都有好几个人参加几日啦。And I know that some from our church also went a few days. 咁我觉得呢个讲员咧就好出色嘅。I think that the speaker in the meeting was very special， 因为佢咧就曾经照顾过超过100个非常之有问题嘅儿童。Because she was ministering to over 100 very troubled children. 呢啲兒童係點樣有問題呢？全部都係殺過人。Her children, all of them have committed murder in the past. 但係佢有80%嘅成功率係改變佢生命。But she had 80% success rate in changing the children. 嗱，佢話還愛未夠嘅時候。And the title was "When Love Is Not Enough," 因为佢非常之用爱系同我哋教导 ，and she used a lot of love in teaching us. 咁佢话我听，私底下同我讲话，佢话呢啲系神嘅儿女，我哋一定要用爱嚟照顾。And she told me in private, she said, "These are God's children, and we must love them and take care of them with love." 但系我发现到同佢翻译咗成。即係兩日計埋咧，就8个钟，跟住處理下嗰啲DVD， 發現到佢嘅主題就係愛未夠，係需要有特別嘅技巧嚟將呢個愛傳達出嚟。And after 8 hours of translating for her and watching her other DVDs, I realized that her message is when love is not enough, we need a special skill in administering God's love. So in all, it still is love. 所以你總根啊，即係歸根到底，全部都係愛咯、啊。愛係會改變破碎生命 ，love will change the broken life。愛係可以令到一個人重新做人 ，love can make somebody a new creature。我問過佢，我哋有日食飯，我問過佢 ，and one day we were having lunch and I asked her， 我話你覺得你服侍嗰啲人全部都係咁複雜嘅？I said, you ministering those people, they're all really messed up. 佢嘅教導咧，佢有 BB 嘅時候咧，個腦細胞點樣破壞 ？And from when they were children, how the brain was already destroyed. Well, 你可唔可以话我听，有冇一啲人系冇办法改变 ？So I asked her. I said, "Is there anybody that cannot be changed?" 你知唔知佢答案系点 ？You know what she said? 冇人会唔能够改变，望佢点样破坏都可以改变。She said, "No matter how badly they've been destroyed, they can change." 我发现到好奇妙，神能够改变我哋。因为神爱我们 God can change us because God loves us. 我们今天在十七章的时候要看到这个真理。And today in chapter 17, we're going to see this truth again. 因为我们破碎生命神能够改变 Because our broken lives, God can change it. 但是他用什么方法改变呢在十七章我们会看到。And how does God change it? We'll see here in chapter 17.大家記得呢我哋曾經講過 and please remember we've talked about this before 喺舊約聖經呢我哋有新約喺度隱藏咗 in the Old Testament we see the New Testament hidden 舊約聖經呢就係將新約嗰啲嘅道理反映出嚟 and we see that in the Old Testament it's like giving illustrations to the New Testament doctrine所以我们今天要提一个很清晰的一个新约圣经一个很重要的真理。And so today we're going to look at an illustration of a very important New Testament message.
我们看十七章第一节我会读到第七节。
And I'm going to read from chapter 17 verse 1 to 7.
以色列全会众都遵耶和华的吩咐按着站口从笋的旷野往前行，最离非丁安营，百姓没有水喝，所以与摩西争拗说：给我们水喝吧。摩西对他们说：你们为什么与我争拗？为什么试探耶和华呢？百姓在那里甚渴，要喝水，就向摩西发怨言说。你为什么将我们从埃及领出来，使我们和我们的儿女并牲畜都渴死吗呢？摩西呼求耶和华说：我向这百姓怎样行呢？他们几乎要拿石头打死我。耶和华对摩西说：你手里拿着你先前击打河水的杖。带领以色列的几个长老从百姓面前走 过去我必在何烈的营石那里站在你面前你要击打磐石从磐石里必有水流出来使百姓可以喝摩西就在以色列的长老眼前这样行他给那地方起名叫玛撒，又叫米利巴，因为因以色列人争拗，又因他们试探耶和华，说耶和华是我们是在我们中间不是。
一起低头祈祷 ，Let's pray。主耶稣，我哋多谢你今日呢，我哋可以从呢个经文里边睇到你嘅恩典，睇到你嘅爱。我们靠你呢给我们眼睛可以打开的让我们呢能够在从你的教导当中呢更加明白更加吸收更加了解你今天要跟我们讲的说话。所以主我们多谢你我们将以下的时间交托奉耶稣名求。Amen。讲到这里我们首先要看到今天的主题就是击打石头释放活水。And the title of our message is Hit the Rock, Release the Water.Very intelligent title, huh?
水由石头要出来呢？因为百姓系冇水，我哋睇得到。
And here the people did not have any water, so they were dying of thirst again.
呢个系第二次呢，佢缺水饮。
And this is the second time that it's recorded that they didn't have water to drink.
咁啊，佢喺呢个地方呢，就应该会谂到呢，冇水饮应该点做？
And I would think, you know, if it was me, no water to drink, what am I going to do?
佢又一次又一次又一次睇到神嘅供应
And they saw one time after another and after another how God was providing.
应该到咁上下咧，开始明白神会照顾，系咪
？And they should have had it in their mind by now that God was going to take care of them。
应该咧开始明白咧，神供应之前，我哋应该向神祷告。
And maybe they should have realized that before God provides, we should pray。
但系佢唔系嘅，反而佢有种心态咧系好危险。
But instead, they had an attitude that is very dangerous。
佢有一种理所当然嘅观点
，and they had an attitude that it's how do you say that in English? Take it for granted. Yeah, doesn't sound the same. They just, you know, God must provide for me. God must take care of me.
即系佢有呢个嘅好似神一定要帮我，非帮不可。
If God doesn't take care of me, then that's not right.
於是呢，佢覺得呢，我覺得呢，佢係臨急抱佛腳，限事不燒香。
So I think that they were had the attitude of that I will only reach out to God when I need him, and then the other times I'm okay.
於是我哋見到佢有困難嘅時候，佢就騰曬雞，平安冇日呢，就可能乜都唔理。
And so when they're in a trouble and a need, they get all frustrated and confused. But in the normal times, oh, they don't worry about God.
So he has this one, he has this one. 神每一日呢，是给玛拿他压，是吗？
And last week we saw that every day God is providing the manna from heaven for them to eat.
但是他好像是福，生在福之中，不知福。
And it's like they're living in the blessing, and yet they don't know they're blessed.
遇到呢个冇水饮嘅时候，就对摩西非常之不礼貌。
And as they came to this time without water, then they become very impolite and angry with Moses.
佢哋冇学到点样祷告，反而佢学到点样去同摩西争拗。
They never learned how to pray, but they've learned how to struggle and fight against Moses.
这个经文讲句说话你要留意。
And there's something you need to look at here in this verse.
因为他说他是试探神。你看第三节呢，是不是第三节？第二节尾。
In the second half of verse 2, it says that they tempted God.
他试探神。
Tempted God.
那我哋人可唔可以试探神啊
？Can we tempt God？
有冇可能咧？即系去咁样做？呢度话有喎。
Is it possible to tempt God？ Here it says yes. They tempted God.
佢点样试探神咧
？And how did they tempt God？
嗱，你哋记唔记得有魔鬼嚟试探耶稣嘅时候？第二个试探系乜嘢？
And do you remember when Satan came to tempt Jesus, what the second temptation was that Satan gave to Jesus?
他带他去到圣殿的高处，即是叫他去到圣殿的高处，在上面跳下来。他说，如果你是神的儿子，天使呢就会保护你，你不会受伤。
And so Satan said, go up to the temple, the highest peak of the temple, and jump off. If you are the son of God, God will send his angels to watch over you.
是吗？跟着耶稣怎样回答摩西？
And what did Jesus say to Satan?
不可试探你的神。
Do not tempt the Lord thy God.
因为如果耶稣这样做呢，他明知人呢是上面跳下来的，肯定会死。即是我这样特登跳叫神教我呢，就是试探神。
So Jesus knew that if a person jumped from a high building down, they're going to die. So to say, oh God, I'm going to jump so you take care of me.
这个就是试探神。其实我们都很多时呢，会试探神，你知不知道？
And many times in our life, we will tempt God.
我们怎样试探神呢？试下你有冇试过呢啲
？Let's see if you've ever done any of these.
通常讲神，我知道你真实， 唔系，我唔知你系真定假，但系如果你真，你有天上有闪电嚟劈死我。
God, I don't know if you're real, but if you are real, have lightning come out of the sky and strike me dead.
呢个试探神，或者你咁样做过，明知神系爱人，明知神系关心人。我是爱耶稣，所以神会照顾。
I know that God loves people, He cares about it, and I'm a Christian, so God's going to take care of me.
于是呢，翻学我唔读书，唔温习，考试前呢，冇温过书，喺度打机，跟住临瞓之前同神讲：神啊，求你听日俾我考100分。
And so, and I'm studying in school, and I never do any studies. And the night before the exams, I'm just playing on my video games. And then before I go to bed, I say, God.Help me get 100 on my test tomorrow.
这个是试探神。或者呢，我是一个病态赌徒，以前会是赌到很犀利，我信了耶稣。
Maybe in the past I was a compulsive gambler, and I knew I gambled a lot.
但我现在信耶稣。
But now I'm a Christian.
于是我跟神讲，神啊，我的朋友全部都在赌场里面出入。我要入赌场，求你保护我。
And so I say to God, God, all of my friends are in the casinos. And I want to be with my friends, so I'm going to go to the casino. Can watch over me.
你哋笑啊？点解你哋笑嘅？因为你知道呢啲嘢系冇可能嘅事。唔通我攞啲毒喺我眼前话，我系基督徒，神保护我，我饮啲毒唔会死。
Why don't I take some poison and put it in a bowl and say, I'm a Christian, God loves me, so I'm going to drink the poison and I'm not going to die.
这些是试探神的东西。
This is tempting God.
还有些人试探神，又是试探自己。Some other people tempt God and also tempt themselves. 他说我听，我们两个真心相爱。
Oh, we love each other so much.
我哋已经系拍拖行恋爱有几年 ，we've already been dating and we've been in love for a few years。我哋下一年谂住结婚，我哋 we're planning to get married next year。所以我哋今次咧去旅行咧，我哋系两个人单独去旅行嘅，租一间酒店房间咧，一齐喺度住。
So we're going to go on a vacation, just the two of us, and we're going to rent one hotel room and we're both going to live there。
喂，结咗婚未？未，下年先行禮。不過你做咩兩個人單獨一間酒店房間啊？
And what are the two of you doing alone in a hotel room? You're not only tempting God, you're tempting yourself.
你唔單止係試探自己，神你係試探自己嘅。弟兄姊妹，好多時候我哋玩呢啲遊戲係咪？
Many times we play the same game, 試探神。
试探神，有人我听过咧，可能你唔会做呢样嘅。
And I've heard about people doing this. Maybe you've never done it.
我病，病到好厉害。
I'm sick. I'm really sick.
但我唔会睇医生。
But I'm not going to see the doctor.
因为我祈祷，我要神医治我。
But I'm going to pray because I want God to heal me.
主耶稣，靠你奉耶稣的名医治我。
And so Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you'd heal me. Take away my sickness.
攞走我的病。好，你可以祈祷，你可以相信神医治。但如果你继续病的时候，你不看医生，你死呢，不要赖神。
You can pray, you can believe God will heal you, but if you continue to be sick and you don't go see the doctor and you die, don't blame it on God.
神俾我哋有智慧做嘢嘛，所以我哋应该唔好试探神。呢度以色列人明知神可以帮佢，但系佢冇问神。
Here the Jews, they knew that God could take care of them, but they didn't ask.
他没有问神，没有求神，但是他当在理所当然。
But they thought, even though they didn't ask, that it was expected of God to take care of him.
所以当神冇供应水嘅时候，佢发烂渣。And so when God didn't give what they expected, the water, then they get all frustrated and upset. 跟住开始埋怨 ，and then murmuring and complaining. 我哋都系咁系咪？啊，我系基督徒啊，神要照顾我，点解会咁嘅？我唔明啊，我信咗耶稣啊。And so we're the same, you know, we say, oh, I'm a Christian, you know, God's going to take care of me. But why is this happening to me? It shouldn't happen to me. I'm a Christian. There are some things that are about to explode. It's not joking. Let's look at verse 3.百姓在那里甚渴，要喝水，就向摩西发怨言说：你为什么将我们从埃及领出来，使我们和我们的儿女并牲畜都渴死呢？第四节 verse 4， 摩西就呼求耶和华说：我向这百姓怎样行呢？他们几乎要拿石头打死我。他跟摩西争拗到点呢？想杀摩西。And how intense was this? They wanted to kill Moses. 他想拿啲石头嚟打死佢啊。They wanted to pick up stones and destroy the guy. 那弟兄姊妹呢？我觉得好奇怪，佢想杀摩西。I think this is really unusual. Why do they want to kill Moses? 摩西系帮佢嘅 ，Moses is helping them, watching over them. 系摩西带佢出埃及嘅，佢喺埃及嘅时候痛苦 ，and it's Moses that brought them out of Egypt. Moses was helping them and is giving them a good hand. 系每一次咧，佢有困难，佢嚟求摩西，摩西嚟求神，神嚟帮助。And each time they had trouble, you know, they call out to God and Moses. They call out to Moses, and Moses would call out to God, and God would solve the problem. 佢应该喺度多谢摩西。They should be there saying, "Thank you, Moses. You're our leader." 摩西应该佢系英雄。Moses should be their hero. 但系佢好似系。觉得摩西为他所做的不摆在眼前 But it's like they're thinking all this stuff that Moses has done I'm not even going to recognize it 他可能觉得呢我不尊重摩西做我领袖我不承认他是被神使用 It's like I don't even respect this guy I don't accept him as my leader I don't think that God's with him They wanted to kill him. That's how angry they were.
我觉得这个很奇怪。
似乎呢，当平民没事的时候，他可以跟着。It's like when things are peaceful and pleasant, then it's okay, we'll follow you, Moses. 但当这困难来到的时候呢，全部是你的问题。But when trouble comes, it's all your fault.
将啲问题堆晒喺摩西身上
and they put all the blame on Moses and complain about Moses.
佢谂唔到咧，摩西都喺度渴紧嘅
and they didn't think that Moses is thirsty too. He didn't have any water either.
有时呢我们信耶稣呢其实我们好像百姓一样。
And sometimes when we become a Christian, we have the same experience.
我们不一定要想打死摩西。We may not want to take up stones and kill Moses. 但是我们信耶稣呢我们想脱离埃及的困难。但我们没有想过离开埃及要经过一个怎样的日子。
It's like we want to leave Egypt,the trouble in Egypt, but we don't think about the cost that it's going to take to get out of Egypt and to go to a new life.
So 以色列人在这里
佢脱离埃及，埃及系痛苦。而家喺旷野嘅时候，要经过一啲嘅成长嘅时刻，但系佢唔享受呢个教训。And so now it's left the trouble in Egypt. They're going through the wilderness. It's a time of growing, but they don't want to pay the cost.
好似耶稣讲嘅，你信我，你要谂计算代价。
And Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, count the cost.
你知道信耶稣有代价。
There is a cost to following Jesus.
那信耶稣有什么代价呢？
What is the cost?
个代价呢，就可能呢，要放低自我。
The first cost is we have to put away our pride.
我们的代价呢，可能以前我喜欢做那些不应该做的事呢，我要远离恶事。
Another cost is the things I used to like to do, the sins of the flesh, I have to turn away from it and stop doing it.
这些是代价。可能因为我信了耶稣，会惹上一些麻烦。
And maybe because I believe in Jesus, I'll have some trouble.
有什么麻烦呢？
What trouble will I have?
被人笑啊。
Maybe people will laugh at me.
你信耶稣，你痴线。Oh, you're a Christian. 被人笑是小儿科。是不是因为我公司不是对？个都有去出嚟 rat， 我话我信耶稣，我唔 rat， 我唔出去。
Or maybe because I'm a Christian and all my fellow employees they go out and they just have a good time. And because I believe in Jesus, I'm not going to do it.
跟住啲公司啲人点讲？喂，你唔系对
？Hey, you're not with us, man.
我哋通宵打麻雀14个圈，唔识。We're going to play Mahjong all night, you know, 14 rounds. Come on! 喂，我信耶稣，我唔得，听日翻教会。你唔系对啊，以后冇着数俾你啊。
Oh, but because you're not getting involved with them, they're not going to give you the benefits. They're not going to give you that.
咁你做基督徒，你会唔会付上呢个代价呢？因为，算数啦。教会话教会嘅生活，出边话出边嘅环境。
And so some, oh, it's one way in the church, it's another way out in the world, you know? I've got to be in both.
啊，我两边都要啊，冇可能啊 ，it's impossible. 你一系跟随耶稣，一系跟随世界。
You know, either you're following the world or you're following Jesus.
你有冇计算代价？
Have you counted the cost?
以色列人脱离埃及的代价呢，就是沙漠里面没有水喝。
The cost for the children of Israel is going through the wilderness with no water. Are you willing to pay the cost?
你想不想付上代价？你在澳门信耶稣有什么代价？
And you in Macau as a Christian, what is the cost that you have to pay?
个都可能面对不一样。
And maybe each of you are facing a different thing.
第五节， look at verse 5. 耶和华对摩西说，你手里拿着你先前击打河水的杖，带领以色列的几个长老从百姓面前走过去。第六节，我必在何烈的磐石那里站在你面前，你要击打磐石，从磐石里必有水流出来，使百姓可以喝。摩西就在以色列的长老眼前这样行。 Verse 5 and 6。
摩西祷告，神就答应。 Moses prayedAnd God responded and answered.
神的方法是多元化。
And the way that God works is unlimited.
我们属灵的人呢，跟属世的人有这个分别。
And those of us who have the Spirit of Christ are different from those that have the Spirit of the world.
你一个属灵的人呢，你遇到什么困难的时候，你会想到神。
And if you have Christ in your heart, whenever you meet a problem, you're going to think about how is God going to solve the problem. 但如果你是一个属世的基督徒, but if you are a carnal Christian, 你遇到问题的时候呢, 你只会想到周围的现实环境。You're only going to look at the external circumstances. 所以我们有神的灵在里面, 我们属灵的人, 不是属血气的人呢, 我们会仰望神, 你有什么办法解决? And so those of us who have the Spirit of Christ and are not just of the flesh, we're going to look to God and say, God, how are you going to solve my problem? 那这个现实的问题, 旷野, 沙, 和石, here they are in the wilderness,desert sand and rocks. 誰會想到打個石頭有水出來呢? Who's going to think that you just hit a rock and water's going to come out? 這個是邏輯是不通。 Now from logically speaking, it doesn't make sense. 合科學嗎? Is this a scientific thing? 不合科學的哦。No, it's not scientific. If there is water in the rock, it wouldn't be desert. 如果石头有水，唔会系沙漠啊，因为地下水咧会有草生出嚟，有根可以长啊。Because if it was water under the ground in the rock, then there would be plants growing with roots down into the water in the underground reservoir. 所以石头里边有水，完全唔通。你睇表面上绝对冇可能嘅。And so from all the surface, from the external circumstances, this is impossible.
是吗?你知道摩西拿着个石头几大,咪手里面拿着个石头,拿个筷子,啪!
Wonder how Moses did. Is he holding a rock with a chopstick and hit it once? Bang! And out comes the water and just keeps pouring out water?
个石头几大?是咪手拿着呢?
How big was the rock? Could he hold it in his hand?
有没有这个钢台这么大?
Was it as big as this altar here? This pulpit?
石头会不会大到呢?全个以色列爬上去?
Was the rock so big that the whole group of Israelites could climb on top of it?
是什么石头来的?
圣经没讲。What was the rock like? The Bible doesn't tell us. 但圣经告诉我们,摩西用他的杖打他。石头爆。But the Bible says Moses hit it with his staff and it broke.
摩西的支杖很夸张哦。
Think of the staff that Moses had.
那支杖用什么做?
What was the staff made out of?
是不是铁?
Was it an iron staff?
是不是一个大锤仔?
Was it like a big sledgehammer?
那支杖有什么做?
是木做嘛。
It's a wooden staff! A shepherd's staff is made out of wood!
牧羊人的杖是木做嘛。
木可以打到石头打到它烂吗?
Can you hit a rock with a wooden staff and break the rock?
得不得啊?
不得。
你支杖会烂,你的石头不烂。
You hit a rock with a wooden staff, your staff will break, your rock will not break.
So 完全不通的这个方法,
this does not make any sense.
但是神要做神迹, 什么都可能。
But when God wants to make a miracle, he can do anything.
水有石头出来。那你想想以色列人有2-300万人口。
There are 2 million to 3 million Israelis. They need water.
另外有羊群、牛群。
And they have their flocks and their herds.
他要几多个水?那个石头仔出几多个水?是不是出一滴两滴?
Is it just 1 or 2 drops?
要供应200万人的水和羊群的水呢?我相信一打咗个石头，成条河流出嚟嘅。
If you're going to give water for 2 million people with their sheep herds, you're going to hit that rock and you're going to have a river coming out of it.
唔系小儿科嚟嘅。
神做嘢做得犀利。When God does it, He does an amazing thing. 好，我哋要去到个重要嘅关头。Now we need to look at the very most important part of this. 耶稣被击打，
耶稣就系呢个石头。
And Jesus was hit and smitten. Jesus represents the rock.
首先我哋讲过咧，旧约圣经系将新约圣经嘅道理反映出嚟。
And in the beginning, we said that the Old Testament is going to reveal or explain the New Testament teaching.
你同我一齐睇《哥林多前书》第十章十一节。
Look at 1 Corinthians 10 verse 11 with me, please. 10:11, 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书十章十一节。
他们遭遇这些事。都要为作为尴尬，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
These things were written for our benefit.
所以教约圣经被写出来，就是为我们做一个嘅借镜。在这个上下文里呢，我们睇紧呢。佢系讲紧咩事被射出嚟嘅
？And if we look at the context of verse 11, what is he talking about? What things were written for our benefit?
我哋睇呢个第四节 ，look at verse 4. And they all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. 第四节也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的。是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
我哋解经嘅时候要以经解经。
When we interpret the Bible, we need to use the Bible to interpret the Bible. 喺呢节经文里边，圣灵帮我哋以经解经。
And here in this verse, the Holy Spirit is interpreting the Bible of Exodus for us.
所以我哋睇到圣灵用喺新约圣经解释翻出埃及记嘅意思。
And so the Holy Spirit is telling us in 1 Corinthians what the meaning of Exodus was.
嗰个石系基督，耶稣系我哋嘅磐石。
And so that's the rock is Jesus. Jesus is our foundation. And he was smitten, and the living water came out.
耶稣被击打。活水就出嚟，
所以我哋睇先，耶稣系我哋嘅磐石。
So first, let's look that Jesus is our rock. 圣经喺好多地方里边话我哋听，耶稣系我哋嘅磐石。
And in many places in the Bible, it tells us that Jesus is our rock, our foundation.
我哋好多人知道咧，耶稣讲一个比喻
，and you know that Jesus told a very famous parable. 所以一个人造屋咧，就要喺磐石上建立，唔好喺沙土地建立。
He said, if you're going to build a house, don't build it on the sand, build it on the rock.
其实耶稣系讲紧咧，佢系我哋磐石，我哋嘅生命要建立喺耶稣上高。
And so he's telling us that our life needs to be built and planted on his foundation. He is the rock.
喺马太福音十六章十八节，耶稣又系咁样讲。
And in Matthew chapter 16 verse 18, it says, "And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it."
我还告诉你，你是彼得，你要把我的教会，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间嘅权柄。不能胜过他。
喺呢度，耶稣讲个磐石系咩磐石
？And here, what rock is Jesus talking about？
啱啱彼得发现圣灵感动佢
，Peter was just moved by the Holy Spirit with a wonderful revelation。
彼得话：你是神永生神的儿子。
And Peter said, "You are the Son of the Living God."
所以耶稣同彼得讲。在这个磐石上我要建立教会。
And so Jesus said, on this rock,
什么磐石？彼得那个发言就是耶稣是永生神的儿子。
The rock that Peter realized
is that Jesus is the Son of the living God. 有啲人搞錯咗。Some people have confused it. 佢哋話彼得就係個石頭。And they think that Peter is the rock that the church is built on. 彼得唔係教會建立個教會，係彼得所發現耶穌係永生神嘅兒子，嗰個先係磐石。So Peter is not the rock. It's the exclamation that Jesus is the Son of the living God. That is the rock. 即是話耶穌本身係磐石。So it's that Jesus is the solid rock. 教會被建立係耶穌上高。睇詩篇六十一篇。Look at Psalms 61, verse 2. 詩篇六十一篇第二節。教育圣经都有讲到耶稣是磐石。我心里发昏的时候，我要从地极求告你，求你领我到那比我更高的磐石。Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. 你要求告那比你更高的磐石。磐石是肯定可求。And the rock is solid and dependable. You can rely upon it. 摩西击打这个磐石，水就出来。And Moses struck the rock, and the water came out. 耶稣是我们的磐石。他有没有水呢？ And Jesus is a rock. Is there any water? 有。你记得耶稣在撒玛利亚井旁妇人同耶稣倾偈。And do you remember when Jesus was in Samaria at the well, and the lady came and talked to him? 耶稣同佢讲咩？ What did Jesus talk to her about? 活水。你睇约翰福音第四章十四节。And look in John chapter 4 verse 14. The water that he gives is a well of water springing up into eternal life.人若喝我所赐的水，就是永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，即涌到永生。耶稣俾我哋系活水。So Jesus is a rock. He gives us living water. 耶稣就系呢个磐石，佢俾活水我哋。我哋上次睇呢个苦水嘅时候都睇过。And last time when we talked about the waters of Meyer, we saw how Jesus is a water, living water. 这个活水要滋润你的生命。And this living water is going to nourish your body. 弟兄姊妹，我们看以赛亚书四十一章十八节。But look in Isaiah chapter 41 verse 18. He opens rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of valleys. He makes the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs. 十四一章十八节，我要在增光的高处开江河，在谷中开泉源。我要使沙漠变为水池，使干地变为涌泉。哇！神好犀利啊！要做咁多伟大嘅事情，神要用佢嘅活水嚟滋润我哋嘅生命。So Jesus is going to use His eternal water to nourish our lives. 好，耶稣系磐石，有活水，咁击打呢 ？So Jesus is a rock. He gives us living water. But why does the rock hit? Why did He have to smite the rock? 睇以赛亚书五十三章。第四节 ，Look in verse in Isaiah 53 verse 4. Isaiah 53 verse 4. 五十三章第四节，他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神咩啊？击打苦待。He was smitten for us. 耶稣有没有被击打？ Was Jesus smitten? Was he hit? 有，有被击打的。耶稣钉十字架的时候，是为你为我被击打。 And when Jesus was hung on the cross, he was smitten. 耶稣的活水是怎样出来？ How does the living water come from Jesus?
他要先为你死在十字架。He must die first on the cross.
如果耶稣没有从在十字架上死，他的活水不会释放出来。
If Jesus did not die on the cross for you, his living water would not have been released. Hit the rock, release the water.
击打石头，释放活水。
但弟兄姊妹，这个的盘石只需要击打一次。You know, this rock only needs to be hit once.
以色列人在旷野四十年，到四十年之后呢，又有一次他又没水喝。
You know, they were in the wilderness for 40 years, and at the 40 years, at the end of the 40 years, there came a time where they also lacked water.
在那时候呢，百姓呢，大部分是第一次看到石头有水出来，已经死了。
And at this time, most of them who saw the water come from the rock had already died.
所以有第二次呢，神要在他眼前做一个神迹。
And so God was going to do a miracle a second time in their midst.
你同我看民数记二十章。
And look at Numbers 20.
我们有第八节看到第十一节。
And we'll read from verse 8 to verse 11.
民数记出埃及记后几本，出创出利民申，系咪？创世记出埃及记利未记民数记生命记，民数记二十章第八节，佢冇水饮嘅时候呼喊，又系同样嘅情况。第八节，你拿着杖去，你和你哥哥亚伦招聚会众。在他们眼前吩咐磐石发出水来，留意吩咐磐石发出水来，水就从磐石涌出，给会众和他们的牲畜喝。于是摩西照耶和华所吩咐的，从耶和华面前取了杖去。第十节，摩西亚伦就招聚会众到磐石前。摩西说：你们这些叛逆的人，听我说，我为你们使水从磐石中涌流出来啊！摩西举手用杖击打磐石两下，就有许多水涌出来，会众和他们的牲畜都喝了。
Moses struck the rock.Twice with his rod, God told Moses to speak to the rock.
神叫摩西吩咐水出来，冇叫佢打石头。呢件事呢，神唔开心。
Because of this, God was very unhappy with Moses.
因为呢件事呢，摩西冇得入迦南地。
Because of this, Moses could not go into the promised land.
佢做错啲咩？What did Moses do wrong? 第一，佢唔听神嘅意思。
The first thing he did wrong, he didn't listen to God.
第二，佢发脾气。
The second thing is he was angry.
第三，因为佢发脾气呢，佢破坏咗神要俾以色列人一个嘅好美丽一幅画。
And the third thing he did wrong, he destroyed the beautiful analogy that God was giving the children of Israel.
40 年前击打过石头一次。
40 years earlier, he struck the rock.
水就出来,
and the water came out.
40 years later, he's to speak to the rock and have the water come out. 40 年之后他要吩咐水出来。水就出来，不需要再击打。
He didn't have to strike the rock a second time.
他应该只是吩咐水出来。
He should only speak to the rock.
弟兄姊妹，点解呢个重要？我哋时间差不多，所以我唔可以睇咁多经文。你可以睇罗马书第五章，你会明。 We don't have the time to look at the verses. You can look at Romans chapter 5, verse 10 to 18.
你可以睇《罗马书》第五章第十节至到十八节，佢因一人犯罪罪入世界，因一人被击打苦待，罪得释放。
Because of one, sin came into the world, and because of one, Jesus paying the price once, sins can be forgiven.
耶稣只需要钉十字架一次。不需要两次钉十字架。
Jesus only needs to be crucified once. You don't need to crucify him again.
无论发生了几耐之后，不需要再重做这个动作。
And no matter how long ago it happened, we don't need to do it again.
40年相隔，已经是击打了，就够了。
And because of 40 years in the difference, the rock was hit, that's enough.Just tell the water to come out.
只要叫啲水出嚟，弟兄姊妹，
系我哋生命，耶稣为我哋死过一次。In our life, Jesus died for us once.
但有几多次呢？我哋要再钉耶稣喺十字架上。
And how many times do we want to put Christ on the cross again?
复活节嘅时候，会见到菲律宾好多人嚟将自己钉十字架咪？
Around Easter, we see a lot of people in the Philippines. They crucify themselves to the cross.
还没必要的。There's no reason for that. 耶稣已经死了一次是足够的。
And some people have the wrong idea. They think that, oh, I have to make penance for my sins. I have to do good things because the forgiveness of Jesus isn't enough.
有时有些人会觉得我需要去积埋恩德，我需要忏悔，因为耶稣的死不足够的，我需要自己去糟质自己。
Not necessary.
不需要，耶稣为你死已经足够，活水就出来。
Jesus paid the price, the water will come out.
你需要做什么？接受耶稣的活水。
All you need to do is receive the living water of Jesus.
有人说每次你犯罪，你再一次将耶稣钉十字架。
Some people say each time you sin, you're crucifying Jesus again. Another nail going into his hand.
最后一个钉入到他手，其实这个错的。
Actually, this is not true. Jesus only died once.
耶稣只有一次死。可能你每次犯罪呢，会令到耶稣难过。
Maybe each time you sin,you make Jesus unhappy. You break your relationship with God.
你破坏你和神之间的关系。但耶稣只有死一次。
Jesus only died once.
所以我们应该怎样？我们觉得缺水的时候应该怎样？
And so what should we do when we lack water?
吩咐石头的水出来。
We should speak to the rock.
我们怎样吩咐水出来呢？我们用我们的祷告。
We use our prayer.
我们跟耶稣说，耶稣我枯干，耶稣我颈渴，耶稣我需要你的活水。
We tell Jesus, we say, Jesus, I'm thirsty, I'm dry, I need your living water. Renew me afresh.
再一次将你的活水赐给我。
Give me your living water. Let me drink at your living water.
其实如果我们没有这个活水，是我们远离活水的泉源。
If we lack the living water, it's because we have separated from the fountain of living water.
我们需要靠耶稣再一次在我们里面滋养我们。这个磐石随着他在旷野过。
This rock followed them in the wilderness.
这个磐石更加随着你。
And this rock is following you even more.
你有耶稣的活水随时随地在你身边。
And you have the living water of Jesus always accessible to you.
所以如果你有这个骄傲，
So if you have this pride,
如果你觉得是理所当然，
If you take it for granted,
如果你觉得埋怨，
and if you are murmuring against God,
你应该怎么做？ What should you do? 应该祈祷悔改，跟耶稣讲对唔住，你嘅活水我知你想俾我。You should say, God, I'm sorry. I know you want to give me your living water. 有任何嘢阻止我接受你嘅活水，靠耶稣攞走佢，将呢个活水俾我。We should say to God, Lord, whatever is keeping the living water from coming to me, take it away, that I may receive and drink of your living water. 不需要再击打耶稣一次，他已经为你受苦。We don't need to strike Jesus again. He's already paid the price. 我一起低头祈祷。Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，你已经为我们被击打了，你已经在十字架上付上我们的代价。我们知道因为你死在十字架上，活水就出来，我们能够得到你的活水。做几个星期我们看到苦水变甜，因为十字架这棵树入到去水里面，所以我们发现到我们的生命，我们破碎的生命，因为你的爱可以被重建，因为你的活水包住着爱，无论我们过去是怎样，你是要给我们可以 重新来过，再次被建立起来。所以我们多谢你，求你在这一刻里面向我们讲说话，求你的灵的活水再一次浇灌在我们当中。我们继续安静祈祷，我们想求神在这一刻来到我们当中。如果你觉得你枯干，如果你觉得你跟神争拗紧，如果你觉得你生命是属于试探耶稣的，但你发现到你不对，你需要耶稣这个活水，你可以现在在你的座位向耶稣祷告，跟耶稣认你的错，跟耶稣说我对不住，再一次靠耶稣的活水来滋润你的生命，再一次靠耶稣的活水来涌入到你的里头。如果你想我们为你祈祷，请你举手，我就可以为你祈祷。有没有？有没有觉得枯干需要耶稣的活水？见到，感谢主。还有没有？见到，见到，感谢主。见到，感谢主。见到，见到，见到后面，感谢主。还有没有？主耶稣，你见到这么多人举手，我靠你的灵现在释放你的活水，释放你的灵，释放你的爱在他生命里面，让他经历到耶稣你这个的触摸。所以我们承认我们疲乏，我们承认我们是流离困苦，我们承认我们需要耶稣你，靠你再一次再充满我们。你刚才举手去跟着我祈祷，主耶稣，我需要你的活水，我枯干，我干渴，可能我有些忽略过你，但我知道我需要你，需要你更多在我生命里面。首先求你宽恕我试探，宽恕我埋怨，靠耶稣的活水再一次充满我心。多谢耶稣听我祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。 我们可以默祷，默祷之后散会。